The year is 1945. The world lies in ruins after the Second World War. In a small house, an ordinary Dutch woman named Ida Pierdeman begins to experience extraordinary visions, visions that would echo through history, stirring both controversy and devotion. She would become the messenger of Our Lady of All Nations. Born in 1905, Ida was a secretary, a simple laywoman with no public role in the church, yet in a hidden life, God chose her as the vessel for extraordinary messages. Between 1945 and 1959, she would receive 56 apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who revealed herself as Our Lady of All Nations. On March 25, 1945, Ida Pierdeman received the first apparition. Before her appeared the Virgin Mary, not just as Mother of Jesus, but as the Lady of All Nations. Mary spoke words of warning, but also of hope. She saw the Lady standing on a globe with a cross behind her, and rays of grace, redemption, and peace flowing from her hands. The visions foretold the collapse of world powers. Ida described seeing the deaths of Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. History confirmed it. In April of 1945, Hitler and Mussolini were gone, exactly as Ida had seen. In another vision, Our Lady revealed the coming death of Pope Pius XII. Pope Pius XII passed away in 1958, again fulfilling the prophecy entrusted to this humble Dutch visionary. The Lady of All Nations spoke not only of leaders and wars, but of future dangers threatening humanity. Our Lady said, "Nations, beware of wars. Beware of the great world catastrophe. But the cross of the Son will stand over the nations." Mary's call was urgent. A world divided by ideologies, weapons, and pride must turn back to God. The various messages that the Virgin Mary allegedly left to Ida included a request for the Church to recognize the dogma of Mary as co-redemptrix, a request allegedly dating back to December 8, 1952. At the heart of the apparitions was a prayer given by Our Lady herself, short yet profound. "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen." The apparitions continued until 1959, leaving behind a message of unity, repentance, and trust in Christ through His Mother. Ida herself said, "She did not come for one people. She did not come for one person or one land. She came for all nations." Today, Catholics from around the world still come to Amsterdam, to the chapel where Ida once prayed and where the Lady of All Nations revealed herself. They come with candles, rosaries, and silent prayers for peace.